Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend you go to the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Google Store, download our app, or, you know, sit in a chair and just say, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And when you want to listen to it, you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. While you're at it on the website, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. You know, and I know, and everybody knows that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, casting doubt on our elections, attacking our democracy, spreading the big lie that somehow there was something wrong with the last election. Devil Radio is the one station, the strongest voice against that, against all 80 of those broadcasts. So click on the link, see how you can support Devil Radio. We put that link on because a lot of our listeners asked us to. Okay, back to the front lines of history. Appeals Court is reported to have just restored Biden's mandate that companies with greater than 100 employees either make them get vaccinated or tested. Vaccinated or tested. Now, you could ask yourself, look, that seems like such a no-brainer. I mean, yes, you have the Ron Johnsons and the anti-vaxxers and the anti-maskers and all this kind of stuff. But the truth of the matter is that the average reasonable person is going to get vaccinated. It's free, and it's everywhere. People in Africa and Asia would die to have the kind of access we do. In Asia, the continent is something like 5% vaccinated, under 10% vaccinated in the whole continent of Africa. Sub-Saharan Africa. Whereas here in the United States, almost a third of the people are not vaccinated, and that's largely because of the Republican Party and Fox News and others spreading a lot of falsehoods, lies about the vaccine and individual freedom, that you somehow have the freedom to get a communicable disease and give it to other people, and no, you don't. No, you don't. Well, the appeals court restored it, but why did the trial court enter the injunction? Well, because you have hundreds of federal judges, hundreds of them, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. And they are all different. And some are appointed by Democrats and some Republicans. And I'll say this, I've appeared before a number of federal judges in court as a lawyer, and they're the highest quality. Doesn't matter who they're appointed by, but there is an occasional ideologue. And some of them will go, well, okay, I'm going to shut this down. That's why you have an appeals court. Appeals court, it sits in panels of three, and they look it over, and a lot of them were federal district judges, trial judges before. And the issue is this, what is Biden's authority to put that out, to say that? And the answer is, under the Commerce Clause, and we have OSHA, we have administrative agencies. When you get a country the size of ours, you can't have every problem that comes along suddenly get the attention of Congress and get a bill passed. So they set up these administrative agencies, and the executive, which is Biden, controls those agencies. And this affects interstate commerce, companies that have more than 100 people. And remember, most companies don't have 100 people. They really don't. They're not affected by this at all. And I got news for you. Most companies that have more than 100 people already have something like this in place. They encourage vaccination. They may give financial incentives. They may raise your copay on your insurance if you don't, as a disincentive. There's a lot of things they can do. They can require masks, they can require testing. So this is not unwelcome to reputable companies with more than 100 employees. But it was restored. Now, what is the recourse now for people that don't want this? I.e. the Republican Party, to try to pound the drum. Pound the Wagnerian drum is what they're doing in the distance. It's a cult. Party's become a Trump cult. What can they do? They can appeal to the Supreme Court. They can't really appeal to it. They can submit what's called a petition for certiorari. It's an old word, a petition to, you know, give certainty to what is the right result, which is whatever the nine sanctified guessers all think it should be, and 5-4 is good enough. And so in this particular case, they will very likely, they'll almost certainly file a petition for a writ of certiorari to the U.S. Supreme Court. U.S. Supreme Court gets over 10,000 of those a year, and it really has full hearings and writes opinions in a couple hundred max. So the odds of it getting selected are low, except that it's politically hot, so why not? Politically hot, so why not? If it goes up there, there's 6 Republicans and 3 Democrats, but those 6 Republicans are widely different on this. A guy like Roberts, the Chief Justice, in my view, would almost certainly uphold it. And there are a few others, including Amy Coney Barrett, who have upheld other vaccine mandates for health companies, municipalities, and so on. So I think that the Republican Party is barking up the wrong tree if they think the U.S. Supreme Court is going to reverse the appeals court. Now, I could be wrong, obviously. Obviously, the 9 sanctified guessers will come up with whatever they want. But the truth is, they are beginning to delegitimize themselves by some of the crazy things they're doing. Like with the Texas abortion law, it's one thing to be pro-life, and it's one thing to be like in Mississippi, where you set viability at 15 weeks. You know, Roe v. Wade itself said that there can be more state involvement in the second and the third trimester. But to give people a $10,000 reward for snitching on their neighbor is like a Russian thing. Like a Russian thing. Under Stalin's Russia, you got paid for snitching on your neighbor and turning them in. We don't like snitches. We don't like rats. So I am very surprised that with the Texas law, they didn't go, no, you can't have a snitching thing. You cannot have a snitching thing. This is going to be brought to the fore because in California, Gavin Newsom, the governor, has now decided that he is going to introduce a bill that does the same thing on AR-15s and AK-47s. These are guns that can shoot dozens, hundreds of rounds very quickly, used in mass murders. And he's going to set something up where you can snitch on your neighbor and so forth. I don't know if that's going to pass muster. I don't like snitching at all. But, you know, the Supreme Court does not have an army and it doesn't have a police force. And so the truth of the matter is that they've got to be very careful. The only thing they have going for them is their prestige and their authenticity and the respect people have from them. And people start losing that respect. That's devastating. I don't want to see that happen. The 3 branches of government, executive, judicial, and legislative. We need all 3. They're checks and balances. We don't need them to get out of whack. Go to the line. CJ of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, CJ? CJ of Madison, my friend. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Good morning. I did want to talk about the big news over the weekend, but Joe Manchin. Thank God for Joe Manchin. You don't buy a car and pay for it for 10 years, and you only get to use it for 1 to 3 years. And that's exactly what Build Back Broke does. Thank God for somebody in the Democrat Party has common sense and knows how to run a checkbook. President Obama and Vice President Biden drew a red line for Putin to keep him out of Crimea. As they watched him invade, they did nothing. Putin senses weakness after watching the Afghanistan surrender. And then his first day, President Biden signs an executive order to kill Keystone and allows Putin to finish Nord Stream. This president is an absolute disaster worldwide. Putin knows it. North Korea knows it. China knows it as they get ready to invade Taiwan and Ukraine. And this president, as he did, won't listen to his military advisors in Afghanistan, and that is still a story that is yet to be told. There's hundreds and thousands and maybe millions of people that are going to starve in Afghanistan now because of the way the president didn't listen to his advisors.
Well, CJ, I'm glad you called in. It's very, very good to get the opposite thing. I couldn't disagree with you more. And let me just review the bidding on a couple of things you said. First of all, with Putin, remember, it is Trump who is Putin's slave. Trump in Helsinki with Putin was asked about the CIA and the FBI saying Putin hacked our elections. And he said, well, Putin says he didn't. I trust him. I don't trust the CIA and the FBI. Secondly, in Afghanistan, it was Trump who ordered them to recognize the Taliban, met with the Taliban in Geneva and cut out the Afghan government we were supposedly supporting, and told them to release 5,000 Islamic terrorists, ISIS, Taliban, and Al-Qaeda, and said, otherwise, I'm going to absolutely yank support. And then he announced we're withdrawing on May 1. It is Trump who screwed up Afghanistan. I didn't like the withdrawal. That part of it I agree with, but it was Trump. And with Putin, it is Trump. He is Putin's slave if he gets back in. Putin has his blackmail hooks into him over the Steele video and over financing him. And finally, with Manchin basically betrayed Biden. He met with Biden last Tuesday and gave him a written proposal, and Biden accepted it. And this is something over 10 years. It is doable. It is affordable. It is doable and affordable. And the child tax credit, universal pre-K, child care, better medical care, it would have brought us very much into the future. So, CJ, you and I disagree. I appreciate your calling in because I like to hear the other side. But I just want to correct the record on a lot of this. Trump is Putin's slave. Trump is Putin's slave. Biden does listen to his military advisors, and he's pushing back on Putin now. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.